My name's Abigail Brundine. I specialise in the culture and literature of Italy in the Renaissance and early modern period, so from about 1500. I've got a particular research interest in reading and histories of reading and interacting with books, and I'm really interested in the kinds of books that ordinary people used in their lives. So that has led me in all kinds of directions away from a sort of canonical study of great texts from literature towards other kinds of readers and other kinds of contexts and other kinds of interactions with books. Because of the period I work on, I've always been very interdisciplinary and I've always been in conversation with historians and art historians and specialists in religion and religious history and architectural historians and people doing all the other kinds of work in Renaissance studies. So from within a languages faculty, I've been looking outwards towards all kinds of other disciplines. I started developing an interest in curating exhibitions, specifically exhibitions of books, in a slightly roundabout way. I actually was on a very rainy day trying to entertain my bored children in Cornwall one summer holiday and took them to a National Trust house, and they were running down the corridors and generally a bit slightly out of control, and I wandered into the library of a house called Llanhydrock in Cornwall, and I became fascinated by the library. I realised that it was an extraordinary early library, Renaissance library, and I wondered if anybody ever worked on these books. The project that I'm working on now is at Audley End House, which is just near Saffron Walden, very close to Cambridge, only about a half an hour drive away. Audley End House is managed by English Heritage, and it has, again, an amazing Renaissance and early modern library in situ, which in fact has never really been studied. It's never been properly catalogued. There's very little knowledge about what books are there and why and how they got there. So it's a real treasure waiting to be kind of unpacked. The really nice thing about working regionally with a library which is so close to Cambridge is that we can engage in all kinds of very direct ways. So the University Library in Cambridge has got involved with this project and is sending members of their rare books team out to Audley End to help with starting to sort of map the library. And at some point, we hope that we'll be able to start some kind of cataloging project in collaboration with Cambridge as well. Audley End House has always had very, very close links to Cambridge. There were various Cambridge figures through the ages who were connected with the house. So the family is connected with both Cambridge and the house itself. So it was a sort of natural extension of the work that we're doing in Cambridge already to look at a library which was so close by. The curator at the house is really excited about the idea that we can bring the library into the house tours and into the kind of engagement that visitors have when they go through the house. So we'll start with a smallish exhibition about travel. So my experience of doing impactful research, if we're going to use the tag, has been a journey of discovery. When I started in 2011 by contacting the library's curator of the National Trust on spec. I had no clue what I was doing. I really didn't know. I set up a meeting with him and then I blagged. what I have found is that it's been extremely rewarding, that it's been always a two-way process, that I've learned as much as I've offered, but also that the journey towards a kind of more regular interaction with these organisations has been very organic. So it's taken a long time, it's been a slow build, but at no point have I felt like it's been forced. The relationship has grown over time, we've recognised the gains that we're both getting from it, and so we've invested more in it. So it has happened naturally as a course of my natural interests and where my research has led me. I haven't had to impose it on my research, and I think that's a really important point for younger colleagues who might be coming up to thinking about how they may or may not be impactful, is that you will realise that you are, and then it will continue to grow, and you don't, in a sense, need to force that. You just need to trust that it's worth spending the time on, because it is very rewarding.